This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
There's been a growing national conversation around how quickly artificial intelligence is changing everyday life and what that means for young people in Ireland. A recent report from the National Youth Council is calling for stronger safeguards, particularly around how social media platforms are designed, how data is used, and how AI could affect future employment and entry-level jobs. Joining me now is Policy and Advocacy Officer from the Youth Council, Reuben Murray. Reuben, thanks for joining me on the show. When you're speaking directly to young people around Ireland, what are you hearing most about AI and social media in their lives at the minute?
One of the key things that came through in our consultation with young people is that young people need a lot more support to navigate this technology. When we think about how artificial intelligence has disrupted our lives, whether that be in work or education, we always think about, God, it's changed everything for us. But we seem to think that young people already understand this technology, that they are whizzes at it, that they are digital natives. What came through to us is that isn't the case. They're just as confused and disrupted by this technology as any of us, and that we need to support them and give them the education and the tools they need to succeed with this technology, but also to navigate it safely, and we're not doing enough at the minute for them.
There's a strong sense in recent discussions that young people want more safeguards online now. Why do you think the demand is growing particularly at the minute, and what would that mean for people using the online platforms?
Well, young people we spoke to talked about their peers who were maybe vulnerable with mental health challenges, maybe feeling lonely, and who had turned to online tools such as AI chatbots, or in some cases AI companions. These are tools which pose themselves as friends or sometimes as a romantic partner that they can come to talk to, someone who will always be there to listen. And young people were concerned about that, and they want to see more safeguards in place to protect vulnerable users, and particularly their peers who were under 18 as well, because they were aware of some of them who were using this technology.
The conversation around AI companions is something that has been all over the place recently, because it is a reality that a lot of people are engaging with those types of platforms, and I can understand there would be conversations around safeguarding them. And obviously AI is moving into everything from education now to entertainment. It's all very quick. Do you think that young people feel they've had enough say, if you like, in how this technology is being introduced?
No, actually, this is something that came up across multiple groups. They sometimes felt that this technology was being put in front of them. Like, we've all seen apps that suddenly come up with AI summaries or have an AI contact that's automatically added into your list of contacts that you can engage with. And these are coming into young people's lives where they never asked for it before, and they want the opportunity to opt out of this technology. Some young people are really conscious of the environmental impact of some of these tools, and they want that opportunity not to engage them. And so the right to opt out, to choose where this technology was being incorporated into their user experience, was something they explicitly called for in our report.
That is such an understandable point now that you say that, because I have even noticed on every single app I seem to have, when you do a recent update, some type of AI assistant will pop up, or they'll appear in your latest chats and you can ask them questions. And it is like, oh my goodness, I don't see myself using this. I'm surprised that I didn't get asked, did it want to be added? So interesting, that whole conversation. I know there's a lot of concerns as well around how the platforms nowadays are designed, especially with algorithms and features that might be addictive. What are some of the most worrying findings, and how aware are young people of that side of things?
Young people were very conscious of recommender algorithms and how they could they can enhance their online experiences, but also how they can contribute to misinformation and sometimes put people down rabbit holes or pipelines that they don't necessarily want to be in. And so what young people were really concerned about is when they open up an account on some of these apps, it looks at, well, Reuben is this age, he's from this area, and he's a man, so we're going to make all these assumptions based on him. They were uncomfortable with that and wanted that there was a lot more control over their algorithm, that they had a lot more content preferences that they could more easily and use and change, but also that the assumptions based on what they wanted was only based on their interactions with content and not their demographic indicators, specifically for them when they were under 18.
AI has become so powerful in that it can do things like that, make assumptions about your character that can be sometimes very accurate. But also, I know there's a big conversation and concern amongst young people right now about AI's impact on future jobs, especially entry level roles. What have young people been saying about that?
A lot of young people were talking about how they knew either themselves or their peers had come in to apply for regular everyday jobs, and they were being met with AI recruitment tools. They were being met with AI interviews. And this is something we were talking to young people as young as 13, and they were really worried about trying to enter into a workforce where there was this there were no humans that they could deal with in that process. And one of the points that came up that was really interesting: if employers are going to use AI in their recruitment process, and young people are using AI when trying to apply for these jobs, you have a point where it's just robots talking to robots, and that's something that they brought up. That's not going to benefit anybody.
I'm sure there will be people listening to you this evening that will say, but AI is great. AI is great. It's changing the way we do things. It's such a powerful tool. And in some ways, you know, I'm sure even you would agree, it can be really powerful for maybe learning, creativity, communication. It does have its uses. How do you balance those positives with the risks that you've mentioned?
Well, the one thing I would say is AI can be a really great tool, and it could be a solution to a lot of problems. It's not a solution to every problem. It is not a panacea, and it creates new ones that we have to address. What I would say is young people were very conscious about the role that it plays in the environmental impacts. And when they looked to that, that was one of the things that was key to them. And they said, look, this technology is going to develop. You cannot put this genie back in the bottle and pretend it isn't here, but we can do it in a safe and sustainable way. And sometimes that means taking a pause. And that's what they advocated. Take a pause, take a breath, get our process right to ensure we are developing this in a safe and sustainable way. And then continue the building, rather than just trying to put our heads in the sand and ignore it, or just rushing ahead and developing this technology without any concerns for the environment.
Would you say then that policymakers really need to intervene in all of this?
Absolutely. And this report was really targeted at policymakers to make sure that when we're having these debates around young people in a digital world, as we saw for a number of months, we were talking about the role of young people in AI and social media. But there wasn't something for policymakers to lift off the shelf and say, well, this is the view that young people had. That's what this report aimed to do. And so we are engaging with decision makers and policymakers to make sure that when we're talking about the rights and role of young people in an artificial intelligence world or an increasingly digital world, that young voices are at the centre of that.
If you could bring in one change tomorrow and really make some changes in the things that you've mentioned there for young people, whether it be in schools or in government or in tech companies, what would the biggest difference be that you'd like to call for?
Well, we would like to call on the National AI Office to lead out a public education campaign for young people and their parents and adults who support them, to make sure that young people know how to use this technology in a safe way, can recognize and scrutinize AI content, but also to make sure that they're equipped to use it. Because what we don't want to see is for artificial intelligence to widen that digital divide.
Ruben, if people want to follow along with the National Youth Council and hear more of your studies and things that you're getting up to and campaigning for, where can we find you online?
You can find us at youth.ie. Thank you very much, Valerie. Really appreciate your time.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Ruben, for being on the show.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.